I've walked there, picking mushrooms at the edge of dread, but don't be fooled. This isn't a Russian poem.
Adrienne Rich reading her poem What Kind of Times Are These? A meditation on the mood gripping the United States just prior to the invasion of Iraq. Her poetry and essays span seven decades, years in which she introduced her audience to her thoughts on women's rights, social action for the disadvantaged, and her own lesbianism. Yet critics say that it was her work during the years of the Vietnam War which most influenced the generation of activists. A collection of poetry from the time entitled Diving Into the Wreck won her the prestigious National Book Award. Much later, after the 9/11 attacks on the United States, her poetic reflections won her another Critics' Award. Yet she wasn't always happy to accept public recognition. When the then President Bill Clinton tried to bestow the National Medal of Arts on her, she turned it down. Her reason? What she called the cynical politics of the White House, which dishonoured ordinary Americans. Dowell Alejandro Holmes is the programs director of the Poetry Society of America. His first meeting with Adrienne Rich left a lasting impression.
A student visiting New York City, where she gave a reading a few years ago. She was very much a poet of great conviction, a conviction that demanded allegiance, or at least to be heard or understood. And so, though I had only met her that once, it always felt like we were on the same team.
Miss Rich was born in Baltimore in 1929, the daughter of a concert pianist and a pathologist. After marrying, she had three sons with her husband, a Harvard professor, but left him and subsequently began a relationship with Michelle Cliff. Her sometimes unorthodox journey through the landscape of US cultural and social life has been described as an attempt to discover the truth about not only her life, but the situation of women and those who came from marginalized backgrounds. Her writing had a lasting effect on her country of birth, and today many of her fellow artists and writers are in mourning for her unique voice.